Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Here we go. Hour two, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good day. It's time for some pro football news. Here's the Chief.
Okay, thank you very much. We got a lot of quarterback stuff today. I think some interesting quarterback stuff today. But we're going to go ahead and start with the deal that I think a lot of Cowboys fans are bummed about right now. Keenan Allen.
Oh, where'd he go?
Wow. I almost ran with a ball sack.
Okay.
Oh, so he didn't go anywhere, huh?
Good pullout.
Whoa.
We're going to move on seamlessly, ladies and gentlemen. Good news is Keenan Allen's still available. Bad news is a lot of people are getting ball sacked right now. Keenan Allen is not going back to the Chargers currently. So, woof, wow, bullet dodged. Just saw that one coming in here, and it's not real. Thank goodness. What is real, though, is Cam Robinson is signing with the Texans. They have just replaced their offensive line, and they've brought in guys that are worse than the previous. If I'm CJ Stroud, I'm losing my mind right now because
quality work.
They've just punted on not great offensive linemen, but they've somehow been just found a way to get worse, it feels like, at every single spot on the O-line. CJ Stroud has to be beside himself right now. Now, Derek Stingley, on the other hand, who we know just got the big cornerback deal, $30 million per year, former LSU Tiger. Mm-hmm. How did you celebrate getting the contract? Quote, I had me some crawfish. That's about it.
There you go.
That's how he celebrates. He is notoriously talked about as just being the most simple football hungry dude and very, very just whatever. I like to grab a bite to eat and chill at home, work out. That is him. So at least he's staying tried and true to the crawfish.
Yeah.
Some guys are like that, man.
Price has gone down on him. He probably signed a contract and cut a little deal on some crawfish.
You want to find as many guys in the organization as possible like that. It's not that you want simple-minded people, but they're not distracted by going on trips and spending money. Like, spending that money takes a lot of your time and focus and excitement and passion. If it's just football that gets you excited, then spending the money and doing all that stuff is, you know, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. That's gold right there. I'm so pumped for him. Hopefully he can continue to stay healthy because he is one of the best corners in the sport. And now he's far and away the highest paid. Now, on to
I see you got nearly got here by, is it Adam Schefter? Good Lord.
I just blocked that account. I've done my damnedest to mute and or block all of the faux accounts because gosh, they can trip you up. So that is definitely went
ahead. Well, Keenan Allen's still in play and you know, the reported or the rumored the ball sack contract terms were $6 million a year. If that's really what it is, that would be exciting because I feel like the Cowboys should be swimming in those waters. 750 yards last year, a half dozen touchdowns. Like, they need that kind of an upgrade. And then you throw rookie receiver on top of that, and now you have a decent wide receiver room, assuming the receiver's decent out of the draft.
Yeah, especially if what we hear about them liking a guy like Matthew Golden, who is a speedster, and they do need some elements of that. I think when you're talking about bringing in a wide receiver too, bringing in another running back, I think you're talking about wanting to have the skill set of being an explosive type player. And Ted McMillan is an explosive player, but he's not necessarily based on speed.
Yeah.
But just in general, it's usually accompanied with great speed. Yeah. But I think
he's a tall guy, so it's not quick. He's a long straight. He really covers some ground running.
Right, right.
But he knows, he's got this feel for how to set up routes and win in the route. And that's what makes him, I think, special.
The other interesting thing here is I saw CeeDee Lamb leads the NFL over the last couple of years in yards out of the slot.
Yeah.
So you're getting so much of him in the middle. You could use two guys on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Really good players, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a huge opportunity.
It is. And then when you have that flexibility, because, I mean, at least a guy in Ted McMillan, I think 22% of his snaps were in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a guy that can also do both. So when you talk about interchangeable on any given play, you could have CD or McMillan in the slot finding success. Mm-hmm. But in terms of a guy like Matthew Golden and having the speed, if they like him, it would make even more sense to have a Keenan Allen type who just
bigger
body, not leaning on the speed, but the route running and the ability to just find the soft spot in the zone. Just a professional get open type guy.
Mm-hmm. He seems very Dak friendly.
Yeah, agreed.
Keenan Allen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, but they talk about, though, like the people around the league seem to think that he might end up with the Raiders, believe it or not. He had a coach, Chris Batty, who was with him for 4 years. So, and he's now coaching with the Vegas Raiders. So there's some talk that he might end up there in Vegas.
A lot of baddies in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to some of the quarterback stuff, our friend Josina Anderson, she said that, I was just told these two quarterback names came up in recent preliminary trade inquiries or internal discussions. Kirk Cousins and Will Levis. Couple of teams maybe still thinking Will Levis could do something. Atlanta has been getting calls, and she said, I heard talk of a third-round pick being potentially actionable. A third-round pick for Kirk Cousins. This cannot be true. God help whatever organization thinks.
There's some thought.
Moving on from a third-round pick for Kirk Cousins is the right move. That is insane.
Have you guys heard any talk that or thoughts that Minnesota might wait out Atlanta and see if they just cut Kirk Cousins this summer?
Yeah, I think the problem is they're not going to cut Kirk Cousins because they've already guaranteed him an additional $10 million by having him still on the roster by March 14th. I mean, I guess maybe they're just like, hey, what's another $10 million to a guy we've already dumped and wasted $100 million in?
Sure.
But it feels like they're just going ahead and hanging on to him as their backup quarterback. And I really don't understand that. I think you should just cut ties, eat the sunken cost, and move on with Penix. But it feels like they're keeping him around. But that would be funny, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A reunion. It's not Aaron Rodgers going to the Vikings. It's Kirk Cousins back.
People in the league believe that Atlanta is just going to let him go. And Minnesota's just going to wait him out.
Well, Atlanta would just be so foolish to not have done that before March 14th and at least save themselves $10 million. Arthur Blank, again, having to just probably be beside himself. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Why would we cut him now when we could have saved $10 million guaranteed?
He'll likely get traded. Yeah.
Well,
Minnesota will give up a day three pick.
Speaking of Kirk Cousins, Netflix is bringing back the quarterback show. And Kirk Cousins is back on it. This is now season 2 of the quarterback show. And it'll feature...
So he's been on both years?
Both years. Yeah, I think they did like an in-between year, though. Okay. They did a season...
Oh, of who was it? Because
they did the wide receiver stuff or the pass catcher stuff.
There you go, yeah.
But might be the most camera time he gets all season.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins, which means, because Kirk was going high-flying into Atlanta, feeling like this was going to be awesome for him. His father-in-law is a lifelong Falcons fan. He thought this was going to be home sweet home for a long time. Maybe get that second career playoff win in a Falcon uniform. But that season went by the wayside pretty quick. So we'll actually get to relive Kirk Cousins' previous disaster class season, as well as Jared Goff and Joe Burrow. So, I mean, Burrow's a guy that you want to watch, I think, from a personality standpoint, and obviously the level of play, worth every penny if you're going to spend some time watching him. There's no in or out on Aaron Rodgers from Minnesota, according to Diana Russini, simply not making a decision at this time. But the Rodgers stuff is just already so annoying. We'll see what happens. But
that could drag it out more. He might be like, well, I'll just wait then.
He's like, cool, yeah, I got no issues, man. We'll just sit here and wait around.
I mean, there's something to be said for doing things on your own schedule, I guess. And if the league doesn't want to move on, then that's on them, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I'm sure he has some of that to it. Where it's like, listen, if they just want to say they're none of them want me, then fine. They have the opportunity to do that. But clearly they're all keeping, or at least the Giants and the Steelers for sure, keeping the door open.
I just wouldn't want this idea that people are held up by me or they're waiting on me. Like, I don't even want to be 10 minutes late for a meeting.
He doesn't care.
I guess years of making $40 million and having organizations cater to you for the last 25 years of your life maybe just conditions people to not actually consider that. That's fascinating to me.
360 saying that I'm using X or Twitter as a resource. He's saying Twitter is a cesspool of human dung.
Well, I see the resemblance.
I thought dung was just reserved for animals.
I think you're right about that.
And then we mentioned Shaq as well maybe a couple of weeks ago when he was doing his boo-boo. That's more probably dung-like than normal human being.
You know, I'm not a dung expert myself, but I can see some cesspool qualities on Twitter. It just has so much damn good information still.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You have to weed through the bad to get to some of the good, but it's all out there. Now, the Cam Ward stuff, all obviously signs point to him being the number one overall pick. Titans probably hold strong and select him right there. But even if a team trades up, they're coming for Cam Ward. And when you look at the advanced metrics of Cam Ward last year at Miami compared to Pat Mahomes, his final year at Texas Tech, it is crazy, almost copy and paste-like in terms of the success rates and the expected points added per play, explosive play rate, early down efficiency, late down efficiency, pass efficiency, rushing efficiency, sack rate being equally as low, EPA lost on turnovers being equally as low. It's like their spider graphics are copy and paste to each other. So that is something that I think is super interesting. And then how about this for a comp? Our buddy Nate Tice, who is the maker of the analysis last year about Jaden Daniels, likening him to Johnny Knoxville of Jackass just by how Jaden Daniels was putting himself in harm's way so often and getting hit cartoonishly. Well, this is his comp for Cam Ward. Nate Tice, quarterback expert, take it away.
It's a skateboarder.
Oh.
It's Rodney Mullen.
Amazing.
Stop it.
Oh, wait, stop it. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention. Because this is also Overlaffers. Now, this is not the Overlaffers. This is a new contestant to being the lead podcast Overlaffers in the business. These guys are competing with the Kelsey brothers for the Overlaff stuff. My apologies, Lucius.
It's a skateboarder.
Oh.
It's Rodney Mullen.
Amazing.
Stop it. How about that one? Because he's very technically sound. But because he's so technically sound, he can do all the creative flair and do all the crazy things. If anyone doesn't know, Rodney Mullen invented the kickflip. He is the street skating version of Tony Hawk is to vert skating. That would be my comparison for Cam Ward, just because of his creativity, but he has more technicality and more technical ability than you would think because of all the creativity that he plays with.
Where my X Games bros at?
This dude's my age.
Nate Tice?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rodney Mullen.
Yeah. He's one of the godfathers.
Yeah, he's like, Gainesville, Florida, born in 66. So, yeah, I'm 3 years older than this dude.
I'll be honest, I didn't even realize he was quite that old.
Yeah.
But he is an absolute legend of the highest order when it comes to skateboarding.
I was kind of thinking he was a young man, but he's like an old dude, skateboarder.
Yes.
Dude invented the kickflip? Is that what I just heard?
Invented the kickflip.
That's special.
So he was equally technical as he was creative, and that's how Nate Tice describes Cam Ward. He can really do He can do quite a bit of everything in and out of the pocket, different platforms, big plays, quick plays, whatever it is. He's got it, dude. He's got the goods.
Flat ground ollie, Dawson.
Flat ground ollie's insane.
The heel flip, the 360 flip.
Dude, I'm telling you, these guys in the skateboards, I don't know if they get enough props for being the wizards that they are.
They don't. Yeah. They don't. No. X Games, flip on X Games sometimes.
Yeah.
And just watch these dudes soar through the air. And maybe it's the vert stuff. Maybe it's the other stuff where they're just grinding rails and flipping around. And it's like, how in the world do you even practice some of this stuff, man?
I mean, they're spinning the skateboard between their feet. Perfectly while they're flying through the air at 30 miles an hour and like catching it and putting it back under their feet and then landing on a different ramp.
What? It's baffling, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're different. They're like, they're Spider-Man people.
I've never heard of a football player being compared to a skateboarder. No.
All right. How about
But I definitely want Cam Ward more now.
You know, yeah. And I'll tell you what, I said a lot of this just to say simply, please God, don't let him be a giant. For whatever reason, make him a Titan. Make him a Brown. Don't let Cam Ward be a giant.
We got a mock draft on the draft show tomorrow.
Be a giant pain in our rear ends.
I have the first overall pick for the Titans. You think I should go back to Wolchuk at 3 and try and trade, see if I can get something from Wolchuk? See what come up.
No, we're on a mission to not give Cam Ward to the Giants.
I'm going to see if Wolchuk, if you're listening, make me an offer for the first overall pick.
Oh, Wolchuk's listening. He's like, wow, almost got sacked on that one. Yeah. So. Wolchuk's dialed right
only,
now.
Only a fool would trade out of Cam Ward, Brian.
That's what I'm saying. I might be a fool. That's what I want to do. I'm going to give him to the Giants, see how that plays out.
Yeah, see how that goes for the next 15 years. Man, you could have...
Yeah, the fourth best quarterback in the league.
Daniels and Ward in your division, along with Jalen Hurts and the best roster we've seen in the salary cap era. Sounds amazing. Time for the C-Note. What's the current state of negotiations with Micah and the Cowboys? We'll discuss that, reset you, what's going on there. Ari Temkin's going to join you coming up at 4 o'clock to talk tournament. Krusty's Corner's right around the corner, and we're back.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Nation. Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening. We'll answer what is the current state of the negotiations with Micah Parsons and the Cowboys. I have a Seth Waldron free agency grades thing. I am interested because the Cowboys did enough that I'm very interested in people's opinions, hearing what the analysts are saying about how much of a good job they did improving this football team. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorney in Dallas. Chief, what's Seth Waldron have to say about this deal?
Yeah, so he went through and graded a handful of the signings or for the Cowboys trades that they have made. 1 year, $6 million for Dante Fowler. We were all pretty excited about this particular move. I mean, 1 year for $6 million for a guy who can get after the passer that way. Pretty good addition. Probably the best addition they've made to the team this offseason. He gives it a B+. So I believe he agrees this is their best move. But he had 10.5 sacks last year. And then he recorded a 21% pass rush win rate at edge last season. That was eighth best in the league.
It's crazy how they got him for so cheap.
Yeah. I think
kind of reminds me of Robert Quinn at this stage in his career, where nobody was just willing to give a significant bag until he had like back to back big years.
Yeah. And part of it is he's been kind of a part time player. I mean, when he was in Dallas for a couple of years, part time player.
Yeah.
Really sort of considered kind of a one-trick pony. Now brought us with the film study last year with the Commanders. Seemed like he did improve in the run game, which is encouraging.
Yeah, just on tape, I know there's metrics and there's this, that, and the other, but the eyeball test, you know, him taking on blockers, him playing with extension, him chasing the ball, it wasn't just like, okay, all I'm going to do is come out here and rush the passer. There were times where teams tried to run the ball on the Commanders, and you really can't always run the ball inside on them. So you play on the edges with them a little bit. And I was pleasantly, I liked what he was doing. I was thinking like, okay, this guy is always going to get washed, pushed aside, give up the edge, you know, not set the edge. But that wasn't the case. You know, his pass rush stuff was I thought really good.
Maybe that's why he was so disappointed on social that he's kind of getting overlooked again.
I think so too. I think that people don't feel enough about him or don't feel good enough about him playing the run still. But I the eye test showed me some snaps of that's different in his game now.
Well, I mean, Walder even says, like, I would much rather bring Fowler back to Dallas for $6 million rather than, for example, Leonard Floyd for $10 million, which is what Atlanta paid for him for 1 year.
Yeah.
So, and he's a similar kind of bounce around kind of player that gets after the quarterback pretty well. Just of note, he did give the Panthers an A- for the Rico signing, 1 year, $3 million.
Wow, that was a score.
That's a hell of a score.
The Panthers got you like that. I feel like you're butt naked at running back right now if you don't get a playmaker in the draft.
They didn't help themselves at all. We'll see what happens with Williams with the run and the catch. I know I was on the show this morning on Cowboys Break with Nick Harris, and he was flying through Charlotte, and he happened to be on the same plane with Dowdle, and Dowdle was elated to be back in Carolina, and he was elated. He's from Asheville, North Carolina, and he was super happy to be back. So, you know,
good for Rico,
good for him on that. And you know, I think Dallas probably fumbled the ball on that. They have not. The only thing that they've gotten better running the football with is coaches.
Yeah, that's when it comes to running the football, no question.
Coaches. That's what's so far the promise of this coaching staff is what gives you encouragement about them running the ball. the guys in the room do not give me encouragement.
I think running. I have some we have some good stuff in the finest today at 5 o'clock.
Very nice.
In regards to the Cowboys, the running back, and kind of what their thinking was. The other one he graded was the Cowboys trade for Kenneth Murray, the linebacker from the Titans, formerly of OU, obviously a former first round pick, bit of a bust. Cowboys jump all over it. He gave the Cowboys a C-. He gave the Titans a B+. And really what he says is that his numbers are not ideal. Fifth worst among off-ball linebackers last year when it comes to his run-stop win rate, career low for him. And he's always been below average in that category. He, as a blitzer, can do some things that are nice. So that's like the one plus side. But he said his as a nearest defender in coverage, his metrics are average, but the run-stopping numbers are a red flag. And you're paying $7.5 million cash for him this year.
That seems like an overpay. I cannot find a great explanation. I just hope the defensive line is so good that it makes his job easier.
I just feel like that this guy, sure, the coverage aspect is not great. This guy's a physical downhill player, though. You know, that's kind of where I think that the Cowboys are looking at it right now, and they're saying, you know, hey, we need a potentially an inside linebacker, a Mike linebacker that has a little bit of some stoutness to him. And again, that's the eyeball test about this guy. You know, when it comes to playing the run and playing downhill and playing with some physicality, I think that's what Dallas is banking on right now. Sure, it probably is a little bit of an overpay with the salary wise. You know, they were trying to get, you know, Dre Greenlaw and stuff, and Greenlaw, went somewhere else. But they think that they got a guy that could play downhill and play with some stoutness there. That's their hope.
All righty. Blogging the Boys asking, is it fair to give the Cowboys front office some credit this offseason? I think right now it's too early, but they've definitely done enough to make it intriguing. We haven't seen them play yet.
I will give them credit for this. I've asked them to be 24/7 when it comes to being a personnel department. I've asked them to trade. I've asked them to sign. And I've asked them to draft, you know, much like what the Philadelphia Eagles have done. I think there's some replacements that have been probably some washes, maybe when you look at the Bears, the linebacker they got from the Bears, that might be something worthwhile in the big picture of things. But I'm going to give them credit for actually trying to be a player personnel department that uses all three of the elements to their advantage to being able to do that. If they just sit there and do absolutely nothing, then they don't deserve any credit, but they tried to be a personnel department this year and use all three of their elements to better their team. We'll see if they've in fact done that, but I'll give them credit for at least trying to do it.
No, I agree. It's the best March they've had in a while.
Yeah.
Now, you got to have a great draft for it to be good a good offseason.
I've kicked them in the junk a bunch about not being that way, but they tried. They tried to do it. Let's see. Let's see how it works.
Yeah, let's see is right. Okay, top story of the day started this morning. It kind of fizzled on us, though. Mike Leslie got the party started saying Jerry Jones called Micah Parsons into the Star yesterday to discuss a potential deal in further detail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at this. Mike Leslie with a news bomb.
Yeah.
But then Clarence Hill and Jane Slater came in. They threw water on it. They said negotiations haven't even begun in a meaningful way yet. I suppose it's possible, Brian, just stay with me for a second, that maybe Micah and Jerry did talk, but they're so far apart, neither one would confirm that there's meaningful conversations, but it is meaningful. Hopefully they at least touched base.
I think the player would tell you that they're not having anything of substance right now.
Yeah.
The player would tell you that. And I think that David Mulugeta is hopeful that they can hold out long enough to where the Cowboys give them exactly what they want.
I think they better be ready to be approached with the franchise tag next year. I just think that that's consistent with how the Cowboys would do this, unless you're willing to take close to what they're offering right now.
There was people that were saying, and this was the whispers that I was talking about earlier, that they'd made a lot of progress during the combine.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, but once you started to really dive in on it, you know, whether it's talking to the agent or talking to the player himself, it sounds like to me that they're talking, but it's not anywhere like it's going to get done in the next 2 days.
Well, because, I mean, where they were at the combine, the market shifted.
Yeah.
Because Myles Garrett gets the big boy. I think Max Crosby's was probably post-combine as well.
Yeah.
So you had two new market resetting deals at the position. So now if you're Mulligetta, conversation and tone has changed.
We have one positive takeaway for all 32 NFL teams following NFL free agency. This is a Pro Football Focus. They say for the Cowboys, look for a formidable pass rush, retaining Osa and his 78.5 pass rush grade from last year was the Cowboys' top priority. And with him and Micah back in the fold, Dallas figures to be a dangerous pass rush once again. From week 10 to 18, just this last year, Cowboys ranked third in the NFL in pass rush grade behind Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. That was obviously without Tank. You know, Sam Williams, Marshawn Nealand as a rookie. You now put Fowler back out there. You add Solomon Thomas as a three technique. This defensive line could be nasty.
Well, and you also had Micah missing, what, four games
as well?
So that factors into things for sure. I think when it comes to specifically the pass rush, I think you've made some steps in the right direction. But Eberflus is not going to dial up blitzes the same way that Zimmer did. So that's something to consider. You can never have enough of those guys. My still biggest concern outside of the secondary, of course, is your ability to stop the run.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's improved at all.
No.
And until you get somebody who's better than Mazi at the one tech, I don't see it considerably improving.
No, Mazi needs a big offseason, but that's the second year in a row we've been talking about that. How's the Bears linebacker at diagnosing and tackling against the run, Brian?
Yeah, I think he's actually pretty impressive. Yeah, and you know, he wasn't really playing as a true Mike linebacker, playing more as like an outside linebacker, will linebacker. A couple of different times where I felt like that he saw exactly what he needed to do scheme-wise, kind of undercut a couple of blocks and was able to come out on the other side and make a tackle. I think the thing about him is going to have to learn is the pass coverage stuff, because you can kind of see he's got his head on a swivel a little bit, looking for those crossers and stuff, trying to figure out where he needs to be. I think the run defense is better, much better than the pass defense right now.
Okay, well, I do think it's time for the corner. You're featuring Krusty. Where are you taking us today,
buddy? Yeah, I'm going to go through a couple of mock drafts here that I've seen. We'll do that next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. You have a tornado watch in the southeastern U.S. This afternoon, Kentucky, areas like that, Brian. Didn't know if you knew about that. We're clear of a tornado watch here in the great state right now, as far as I know. But, yeah, you're looking at Kentucky.
It's been windy out there. Last night I was doing some film work, and, man,
you could
hear it blowing around pretty good.
It's been no joke, the straight line winds here in North Texas last couple of days, no doubt about it. Last couple of weeks, really. It's time for Krusty's Corner, though, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that, and thank you very much to Reliant. Driving in, I saw a Reliant truck out there doing some work.
I did yesterday coming in, 114 near the airport. Coming towards Dallas, I saw the Reliant. Dude, I was trying to honk him down.
We're kind of getting into that mode. We need to get all that stuff checked. So give my friends at Reliant a call there if you could. I was looking at Daniel Jeremiah. I always loved Daniel Jeremiah's mock drafts because, you know, him being a former NFL scout and having connections and the great work that he does on the NFL network.
Yeah.
I'm always interested because I think he does his own work, but I think he talks to people. So I'm always fascinated by where he has players going in these mock drafts. But I want to run something by you real quick, if I could. Because, okay, I'll get to this pick that, and I'm gonna ask you two a question if you're willing to do this. Okay. His first overall pick is Cam Ward. By the way, DallasCowboys.com, we have the draft show tomorrow. We're doing a mock draft, like on air.
A
live mock, yeah. So we've all,
everybody's got their teams.
Everybody's got their teams divided up.
And you guys negotiate trades and whatnot?
Trade knots. I have the first overall pick. So you're thinking I need to take Cam Ward, right?
I think you just need to take that guy. Take that guy.
You don't want me to trade back to three and think about something different here? Maybe, you know.
If you already had your quarterback, I'd say go for it.
Or something like that?
I would say you have to do that if you already got your quarterback, but you don't. Will Levis is not that guy. Go take Cam Ward. He's clearly the guy in this class. Everybody else is.
You're not going to take Jackson Dart or something like that at three? I could trade back, get some more picks.
That would disgust me.
It would cost you the credibility you've built over a 30-year career, Brian.
So I get to, I'm going to pick Cam Ward.
All it takes is one slip up. Yeah, just put in the call now. Let them know, hey, Titans are off the clock.
I know that Wooly Bully is listening right now, and if he wants to, he's holding the third pick with the Giants. So if he wants to maybe come up off,
I think it would make you probably the Nico of the mock draft world if he pulled that off.
You think so? You think I would get?
I bet you'd get a better haul though than Nico got.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh yeah. I. All right. Speaking of that, okay, on this Daniel Jeremiah mock draft, Cam Ward does go number one to the Titans. Abdul Carter goes to the Browns at number two. Shedeur Sanders goes to the Giants at three. Here's where I want to ask you guys a question. Travis Hunter's sitting there at four for the New England Patriots. That's who he's got picked here. Could I interest you guys in going to the fourth pick and potentially picking him? And it would cost us our second round pick and likely a 3 and 26.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell me I had to give up next year's one.
Yeah, me too.
The math on that was, so you've got to find a way to make up about 600 points.
Yeah.
So your two is worth 460. And then I'm not interested in kicking my three because I want to pick in the third round.
You don't have a four.
And I don't have a four. So I'm interested in maybe going up and getting the guy that might be the best player in this draft.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why.
They could play corner or wide receiver. We just got to make a determination.
Ooh, both.
Playing both for
but
me.
If we could pick up the phone and call Elliot Wolf right now and say, hey, Elliot, listen, your old buddy Brian, he used to babysit you, you know, give you juice boxes. Now I have Coors Lights with him and stuff like that. But
still out of a bottle, though.
Still out of a bottle, right.
With the nipple on it.
But would you guys be interested? But pick 44 is worth 460, and we're gonna try and kick next year's three to go there.
I'm only trying to trade up in a blue moon situation. I need a quarterback, or there's something otherworldly that is not of commonplace when it comes to the draft, and that is this situation. Especially when you're telling me it's this year's two and next year's three. I'm locking that in, and I'm feeling fantastic about it. I just got my wide receiver two and my corner number two opposite Deron Bland to start this season.
Yeah, that's what makes it otherworldly. I mean, we're a lot of players away, but I feel like Travis Hunter is two of them if we're on the same page with the coaching staff and the owner, and we're going to play this guy a lot. You know, if that's the case, then I'm willing to do that for the two and the three.
I'm kind of thinking I would do the same thing.
Give up the one because we might be really bad.
No. Year. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to give up the one. I'm going to try and see if I can get Elliot to come down to 12. And maybe, you know, everybody's telling me these players are all the same. Now, maybe you don't have to trade. I just think this guy is such a difference maker that in a draft, there might be a lot of unknown.
Yeah, even more reason to move up for him.
So we're good with this?
Yeah,
100%.
What do people say on the text? Is everybody?
Absolutely yes. Hell yeah, Brian. Bleep yeah, Brian. I love this, Brian. Good S, Brian.
Okay. So people are willing to go if we have to go.
302 says Jerry would let him play both wide receiver and corner. 9-2, I wouldn't mind doing that, but the front office would have to do more than what they have in free agency with giving up another pick for this year.
See, I think you kind of – don't you kind of take care of two things with one player?
I'm looking at this as a two birds, one stone, Broadus.
Even
an elite.
To me, that's where I'm to the point where if I'm going to do something bold here, and maybe we're the third best team in the division right now. Let's be honest, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're the third best team.
Yeah.
But does this get us started going the right direction? Kind of helping our quarterback.
It checks off all the boxes.
All right. We'll throw that in there. That's a thought. I'm glad you guys wanted to do that. I thought I was going to get the hell no from you guys, like, no, can't do that.
Listen, for a two and a three, dude.
Yeah. Just got to make up 600 points somehow, man.
Two and a three, and I'm in, bro.
On the trade chart. All right.
Your corners could be absolutely bananas next year when Diggs gets healthy. You know, I lead the league in ball skills.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Jacksonville takes Jalen Walker, the edge linebacker from Georgia at 5.
Is there enough room for two Walkers on that defense?
Yeah. Travion Walker.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. The Raiders. Ashton Jeanty goes off the board to the Raiders. It seems like that Ashton Jeanty, just talking to people, he's going to be gone.
Yeah. Raiders, Jets, Bears. It's one of those three.
Yeah. When the Cowboys look at this, if you're thinking about Ashton Jeanty, we're not trading up for Ashton Jeanty, right? We're trading up for Hunter. Mm-hmm. That's our guy, right?
Yes.
Everything else, we're thinking about either standing there and make a pick.
Or trade down.
Or go back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fingers crossed that the Ohio State guy who's great in pass protection is there at 44.
Henderson?
Yeah.
Okay. I like what you're doing there. The guy that seems to be there more is my guy from Iowa. Everybody seems to like
Caleb Johnson.
Caleb Johnson. Everybody seems to like Henderson and
Hampton
better than that. So, fingers crossed. Mimbu, the tackle from Missouri, goes to the Jets. Me and Mickey had an interesting conversation about him today. Mickey actually agreed with me on something, so I was pretty happy about that. The Carolina Panthers at 8 take Mason Graham. Man, he's kind of was in that Jacksonville spot at 5. Now he's kind of slipping down a little more.
Fall to 12 one of these days.
You're kind of hoping that Mason Graham, the best defensive tackle in the draft, Dawson, this guy can play 3, play a little 1.
Yeah. You know, there's not many of the defensive linemen, but he's one of them that would be like, holy cow. Now we're talking about a historic type of wrecking crew.
Is he more 3 or more 1, Broadus?
He's more 3.
That's the disappointing part.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. Okay, now we got to think about, the Saints, they just picked this Jahad Campbell, okay? And there's talk, and I'm trying to ask some people about this, but I'm asking my trainer for, supposedly he had a labrum tear that he had repaired after the combine.
I saw that report today as well.
Okay, I'm asking this, but there's like, he's also dealing with an arthritic knee.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
You can't have geriatric knees in the top 10.
There's and my guys are telling me there's some future surgeries potentially there for that.
Whoa.
So we got the labrum.
Sounds like a future second round pick.
Daniel has him going to the Saints at 9. There's not many top linebackers, and he's one of them. But Alabama guys are traditionally pretty banged up dudes. It's crazy.
That's a no for me, dog.
Okay, Will
They're
Campbell.
Hard.
Will Campbell from LSU, the tackle, goes to the Bears at 10. Barron from the University of Texas goes to the 49ers at 11.
They got a steal.
Yeah.
They got a player.
Yeah. I really like him a lot. And if he was there at 12, I'd love for Dallas to take him. I don't. This would be, if he went to San Francisco at 11, I would be, I'd be okay. Because I know Dallas is not going to pick him at 12.
Yeah, but that sucks. I hate the idea of one of my favorite players being on the Niners.
All right, here we go. Cowboys are on the clock now at 12. They take Matthew Golden, the wide receiver from Texas.
Speedster.
Okay. Daniel Jeremiah says this. He says, I wouldn't rule out Omario Hampton landing here, too.
Yeah, that's what Mel Kiper has done now in his last 2 months.
Yeah. In this case, it would give CeeDee Lamb a partner. He's talking about Golden, who can take the top off defenses as more than just speed threat. Okay, so we're okay with that one then, right? If we know we're going to pick Matthew Golden, potentially, are you good with... Now, we also... McMillan's on the board here at this point.
Right.
So, if they... Are we okay going... Still okay going to get, right? We're still okay going up to New England spot?
Oh, taking Hunter instead of... And then basically missing the opportunity at Golden at 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather still do the Hunter deal. Because, again, I'm looking at him as a two-way guy.
Travis Hunter, man. Elite players.
Okay. So we're okay with that then.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. Let me just kind of get down the further board. Will Johnson, who's a lot of people think Dallas is going to take, the corner from Michigan. I like Barron. I like Barron better as a player. We'll see.
A lot of people do.
We'll see. Will Johnson goes to Atlanta at 15. Another guy that the Cowboys have kind of been on, we're going to go down the board here. Omario Hampton in this draft goes to the Broncos at 20. You got to watch the Broncos potentially trading up. McMillan goes to the Chargers at 22. on Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft. He continues to slide. I think he had him at Tampa before at 19, so he's continually having McMillan slide in these last two mock drafts.
That'd be great for the Chargers and Herbert.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me finish up this, the final one. Mykel Williams, the edge from Georgia. Detroit Lions picking him at 28 is where he ends up. And then the final one of the final picks in this draft, my favorite tackle, Josh Simmons, the big tackle from Ohio State, goes to Kansas City at 31. Man, wow. I can't believe that he fell that far.
That would be such a win for them.
That would be a huge win.
The Texans have to take him.
Yeah.
If you're the Texans, you got to take that guy.
You have to. But he ends up, I think the best tackle in the draft ends up with Kansas City at 31. So we've kind of talked about we'll go forward if, in fact, we'd go to four if we're interested. If not, we're going to stand there, and I think you're going to get a nice wide receiver in Golden if that's the case.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the nation. College basketball expert Ari Temkin with TuneIn joins us next to talk tournament here at the GBAC Nation on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.